joining us now, and I'm really going to look forward to this discussion, fans. Get ready and sit back. You're going to like this. Is Howard Wasserman. He's a professor of law at Florida International University, FIU, the College of Law, down in my home area of Miami, Florida. He writes about sports rules, the rule of free expression, the role of free expression in sports for fans and athletes, and federal civil rights litigation. He lives in Miami. And Howard has written a book. It is the ultimate book explaining the infield fly rule and what it means. The book is called Infield Fly Rule is in Effect. And, of course, that is something that an umpire would say or a broadcaster would say. But it's the history and strategy of baseball's most famous or infamous rule. And Howard takes it apart from many different angles. And I find it really fascinating. It's a great book to read. It's put out by McFarland Publishing, so McFarland does a great job. And we're happy to have Howard on the show. Howard, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's terrific. Of course, we all think we know what the infield fly rule is until we have to explain it. How did you get involved in this?
Well, my dad did a great job of explaining it to me when I was 9 years old. So I learned it early and from somebody who really understood it. So I became interested in writing about it following the infield fly call in the 2012 National League wildcard game between the Braves and Cardinals that got everybody up in arms and had people running and writing about how this was the worst call in history. And a lot of the complaints sort of evolved so that they weren't about that particular call, but they were about the infield fly rule itself. And so that set me down the path of trying to frame an argument or an explanation for why the rule exists and why the rule is a necessary part of baseball.
Well, Howard Wasserman with us. Of course, you can tell he's a law professor in South Florida at FIU. But you make a comparison with the rules of baseball and the rules of law, which the infield fly rule, of course, is one of those rules of baseball.
Yeah, exactly. And so a lot of the same, there's something of a cottage industry among law professors, try and find the connections between the rules of baseball and law, both looking at the rules of baseball to explain legal concepts or what I'm trying to do here, bringing a lot of the tools of legal analysis and legal concepts to bear on, in this case, explaining a baseball rule.
Why do we have the infield fly rule? First of all, let me try to say it. First and second, bases loaded, a pop-up that an infielder can catch in fair territory with ordinary effort. The batter is out, and the runners could advance at their own risk, and there is no force. Is that about right?
That is the one detail you missed was has to be less than two outs. But, yeah, that's exactly right.
All right.
That's exactly right. And so the reason that we have it is if you imagine that the game situation you just described, and imagine a ball that the shortstop could catch, the shortstop could catch on the infield dirt halfway between second and third. If you don't have the infield fly rule, then that infielder could intentionally let that ball drop to the ground and then make one or two quick throws to get double plays on both base runners, who have to stay close to their bases. They can't lead too far to the next base. So they are stuck then having to run 85, 87 feet to the next base, and they're never going to make it in time to beat the double play.
Sure.
And if they try to anticipate the infielder not catching the ball and take off to the next base, then the infielder, because it's an easy catch, they'll catch it, and then it'll double them off or triple them off at the next base.
So why do people want to do away with it? Obviously, there's an argument that they don't want the infield fly rule. Why would people not want it?
So a few people think that, I mean, if you look at the history of the rule, when it was justified in the 1890s, it was talked about in sportsmanship terms. It seemed like a cheap double play, and it was unsportsmanlike. And we don't really care about sportsmanship in the same way that we did 115 years ago, so we don't really need the rule anymore. Some people think that the play is really exciting, so let's allow the runners and fielders to get into a cat and mouse game. And so, you know, the runner can fake and maybe force the defense to make a mistake. The defense can try and fool the runner, and let's get some back and forth. And hey, if the pitcher did such a good job to get the batter to hit a pop-up that's playable by an infielder with ordinary effort, the pitcher also deserves the reward of two outs. And my argument in favor of the rule is that that situation is too imbalanced, because what you have is the fielder doing the opposite of what he normally wants to do. He normally wants to catch the ball. Now he's doing the opposite of that. The defense is getting an extraordinary benefit on the play, an extraordinary advantage in a situation that the base runners are really not able to counter, because the play is so stacked against the base runners and in favor of the defense, that it just makes sense for the rules to step in and try and avoid this grossly unequal situation.
Yeah, it'd be terrible. You get a double play or triple play with first and second. So, yeah, I'm for the rule. I think it's the question is ordinary effort and what happens on a ball that's halfway to left field, that the shortstop, Brandon Crawford, goes back amazingly on pop-ups. And should that be an infield fly rule? And that's the Atlanta-St. Louis issue that you brought up earlier. The book is called Infield Fly Rule is in Effect, the History and Strategy of Baseball's Most Infamous or Famous Rule. Howard Wasserman, W-A-S-S-E-R-M-A-N, is the author. Howard, deception has always been part of baseball, goes back a long way. If there's a runner on first, nobody out, and someone tries to bunt, and the fielder intentionally lets the ball drop and tries to turn a double play, how do you avoid that?
It's not an easy play to make, but if both the base runner and the batter are hustling up the line and the ball is hit high enough in the air, at least the batter ought to get to first base in time. So that's a situation, I guess, where the batting team can avoid that double play if the batter runs really hard to first base.
Got a hustle.
And yeah, exactly. And the same is with, you know, it is okay for an infielder to intentionally not catch a pop-up if there's only a runner on first base. And you see that once in a while where they'll let the ball drop to the ground so that they can get a force play on the bat, on the fast runner at they'll get a force out at second base to get the fast runner off of first base in exchange for a slower batter. And Ian Kinsler pulls this play quite a bit. But if the batter is hustling up the line on that play, there's not going to be a double play. It's really only going to be one out. So the defense isn't getting that much more than they would have gotten before. If the batter doesn't hustle up the line and they do get a double play, which happened about a week or two ago, well, that's on the batting team for not hustling up the line.
Mm. Well, everything you want to know about the infield fly rule is in this book, and the origin of it, how Howard got involved with it, and explaining it. So if you're a baseball fan, it is probably one of the more complicated rules for the average fan. It's not complicated in practice, but to repeat it and explain it, not many people can do that. So the book's a lot of fun. Howard, where does one get the book?
You can get it on Amazon. You can get it from McFarland Press's website.
Okay, terrific. Love having you on. Now, you told me that you are a Cub fan. Is that correct?
I am.
All right, Joe Madden, come back. We just had Barry Bloom on from Forbes.com talking about the Joe Madden $6 million manager, maybe a dinosaur, maybe would not come back.
I'm hoping. He seems to have him. I know there were a lot of complaints late last season when they sort of flamed out in the last couple of weeks and in the postseason, but he has him going in the right direction now.
All right. Well, we're going to watch for the infield fly rule and see what happens. But I think we all understand it a lot better because of the book and because we have you on. So I appreciate you coming on.
Happy to be here.
All right. Howard Wasserman, the book Infield Fly Rule is in effect. Get it at Amazon or McFarland Publishing or at the Book Tree in Montclair. David's got all books up there. He can get anything you want. We support the independent bookstores as well. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.